So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, let's start a little trouble here. Steve Feldman might join us, Dom Giordano Show. I'm just watching on Twitter during that break, and this is the second one I know of recently. Not sure if they were both in Asbury Park. Footage of this guy just walking on a beach and breaking 911 on Twitter says, beachgoer fortunate to walk away unharmed after being struck by a runaway umbrella in Asbury Park. Completely covers him. There was a lifeguard, I believe, who was impaled and is okay, was able to get through it. But I'm not a fan of the beach umbrella. Never have been. If you're going to the beach, you're going to the beach. Come on.
Yeah, it's good to get out of the sun a little bit.
What the heck are you going to the beach for? Is it that?
If you're out there for hours upon hours, I mean, I get it, you can go in the ocean, but the sun's still baking down.
Yeah, you go
in
the ocean, you go for a walk, you go up and down. Andrew, you in my camp in the anti-beach umbrella?
We take a beach umbrella. My family does.
Okay.
I don't use it per myself.
Okay.
Because I'm usually in the water. My nephew loves being in the water because he's a fish.
Right. Yeah.
And my kids are always running up and down the beach anyway. So it's like, I understand why some people would want to use it. And the other thing, too, it's good to mark your area on the beach, too. Like, if you have all your stuff, it's a place where you can hide it. Because, you know, talking about cell phones earlier, you put your cell phone, you put your technology out of the sun, kind of keeps it from getting hot.
Piggybacking off of that, too.
So, it's useful. Maybe not necessarily as an umbrella, but there's ways to get around.
Yeah, like say you're coming down to the beach, but everyone's coming down at all different times.
Right.
You put that umbrella down. Hey, where are you on the beach? Oh, I'm behind the lifeguard stand. I'm in the blue striped umbrella.
I'm the green umbrella. I still think
if you want to go to the beach, sit out in the sun. Except, I mean, if you're real fair-skinned, there are probably people listening right now.
Then
I get it a little bit. Roe and I were the other day. We were on the beach in Brigantine. This guy with this volleyball team there has to instruct these girls in how to take down the tent he put up with and saying, we're representing, you better do this right and all. And we're sitting there, the lecture on the whole. Am I going to put up a tent like that? Maybe it's a tent more than a beach umbrella.
Yeah,
I think it
might be. The tent's a little overkill in my opinion.
Yeah, Rehoboth, in fact, restricted them or banned them 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is the second impaling, I believe, one impaled, and the other just got dragged down the beach with it hitting him.
Those things are dangerous when
that's what I mean.
Speed.
Yeah,
I intercepted one once, like I want to say like 8 or so years ago.
Right.
It was like an old man. He'd lost the umbrella. You could see he was chasing after it, but he wasn't going to catch it. I kept picking up speed.
Yeah, bro is picking
and
up speed.
This was like, and it was like five streets down, and I'm like, oh, you know what?
Wow.
That guy like lost his umbrella. I'm gonna go cut it off.
Good, I'm
so good
I,
citizen.
So I, yeah,
good citizen.
So I started walking.
Did you give a stern lecture, buddy? You shouldn't have an umbrella. You can't control the umbrella. Do we need umbrella licensure?
Well, then, licensing, right?
What ended up happening is like, you know, I'm walking to, you know, cut this umbrella off, and I'm like, oh man, this thing's getting fast, and I start like jogging a little bit, and then like, oh no, it's like really, really going fast. So I'm sprinting. I'm all out sprinting to cut this thing off at, you know, where you would hop on the beach, and I just full on like NFL like tackle this umbrella into the dunes, and I end up like scraping myself really bad and kind of breaking the umbrella, but like, and then the guy walked up, I was like, yeah, sorry, but I got your umbrella still. That hurt. Yeah, so those things are dangerous, man.
All right, 855-839-1210, you can get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. I guess if you have fair skin, I could see that. But my God, the tent thing is a little bit overboard. Okay. The NEA has now banned, and we played you the Becky Pringle, the head of the NEA. They had their annual convention around July 4th. They have banned the Anti-Defamation League from any curriculum. Saying on the Holocaust, I mean, the Anti-Defamation League on the Holocaust, these people are the enemy. They are not just an adversary. They've also said the whole theme this year and the coming school year is going to be to fight fascism and Trump. That's what they're saying they're fighting. And essentially, the suggestion is that the kids will be the foot soldiers in this movement. And then they misspell in their official documents the word fascism. God, you know, when will there be a reckoning with outfits like these teachers' unions? And again, Randy Weingarten is more subtle. This Becky Pringle woman is a whole lot worse on this. Just amazingly bad. I haven't mentioned Epstein very much today. But what it has set off in MAGA world are all kinds of factions going after each other. And I have a poll up at DomShow1210, my Twitter at handle at DomShow1210. And most people are voting the way that I thought they would vote. You have three categories. Still a big deal, concerning, or I'm over it. And clearly it's been going up since I've been on the air. People are saying concerning still. So they're not just going to say, oh, well, as we said yesterday, you've said all this stuff about it, and now there's nothing out there. Then there are spins, the spins of they're doing this so that the deep state, they can push back on that. I'm looking at an interview. Alex Jones broke down in tears. He was doing an interview with Judge Joe Brown. What the heck is Judge Joe Brown, an authority on what's happening here with Epstein? This is the type of thing that set off. And you have Elon Musk, the person who headed up day-to-day X, Twitter, has resigned. Could it be this Nazi AI thing they put up yesterday mistakenly? Or more people believe it's because of Musk and this antagonism going back and forth with Bannon, Musk going after Trump on this issue, and the third party. So I don't think it's over, but I think people are trying to say, look, I don't like this. I don't like how Bongino and Kash Patel drum this up. And then at the 11th hour, there was no reveal. There was nothing. We didn't get anything. No files. Could it be the files were already erased? Any files they had, they would get rid of them, right? Yeah, I can buy that. And then you have the Pam Bondi part. Yeah, Pam Bondi stepped in it by talking about all kinds of reveals that would happen and really didn't deliver. But I'm not firing Pam Bondi over this. Is Pam Bondi the one that walks the plank? Would that settle people down? Yep, it was Pam Bondi all. I don't see her. I think she's very capable. I thought her answer yesterday under pressure was pretty good. I think they don't want to talk about it anymore. What other shoe will drop with it? But as far as President Trump on this, people are taking the long view. They're concerned. That's why I mentioned the rage on Twitter today. Almost hard to believe. One guy on Twitter has 7 million views. When am I getting my Fort Knox audit? When are you going to go to Fort Knox? I want to know that the gold is in there. We could go every day with all these conspiracies. I think the Epstein, it's legit to continue this, though. You had people that were essentially statutory rape. You had big-time figures that were involved with this. We've talked about it forever. How could this guy get by with this in plain view? And now all of a sudden we're going to be told, you can't even talk about this. I see people just say, I don't want to hear it anymore. Move on. Okay. As a point of emphasis, it is not the point of emphasis. There are big things happening out there that we've been talking about all day. But it is an issue. Reading a little bit more about Dan Muser dropping out, no reason really given other than people saying, well, he's got to concentrate on Congress. I think it's kind of a safe seat. I really like Stacey Garrity. Henry, you think she'll be on Friday? Is that what we're told?
Yeah, that's what it's leaning towards.
All right, Friday. And I don't know. I still think she's going to run. I could be up in the air a little bit. But if she runs, I think we have a realistic chance of beating Josh Shapiro. I mean, he is not unbelievable. Who has he ever run against? I mean, what has he ever done to make us believe you can't beat Josh Shapiro? And there are issues with this guy. But he's not easy. And this brings Doug Mastriano back into play. How does it affect your life? It's not only Pennsylvania. If Josh Shapiro doesn't win substantially, it knocks him down a few rungs. I worry about him nationally. He's better than almost any Democrat that I see on the scene. So if he doesn't do that well, he's not as prominent. They go with someone else in 2028. I'd be happy about that. But he is beatable. And someone like Stacey Garrity's got a lot to offer and can beat him. And if he's not there as governor, we have a better life here in Pennsylvania. That's what it comes down to. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. We're coming to your calls on the side question. These are really good ones. The big reveal, something that happened. And I have to check social media, see if I'm going to be killed by the umbrella people. I just think there ought to be an over-under, too, Andrew, when you're pushing. You ever see these guys pushing this cart uphill that has, like, a pack animal to get to the beach, all the stuff that's involved?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The wheels, they're
yeah, the giant wheels. Like they look like tanks that are coming through there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Inspired by Normandy. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think, hey, you know, this isn't a day at the beach that we got to go. Can't we minimize a little bit more?
Well, I think in my, and again, I'll use my family as an example. We got little kids. There's a lot of us there. We got to take a lot of stuff. You know, the kids need their toys. There's food that we put in the cooler and all that stuff. It's an involved process, but we have a lot of fun. We make it work and everybody has a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like excuse making to me. I want to see pictures of this.
Well, that sounds like my exact childhood. Like, we'd all have to take turns just pushing that thing down the beach every day.
Or if you don't have something to push, like, everybody's got to carry a little bit of something.
Carrying chairs.
Well, carry your own chairs. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm carrying everyone's chairs.
All right.
But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is right. And today we're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. That's at First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania. Saturday, July 26th. For tickets, just visit ReadingPhillies.com. All right, Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So today we are asking for that all-time public reveal, that all-time first reveal. One of the things that, I'm going to rephrase that. One of the most anticipated albums of the 1980s would be Michael Jackson's third solo album, Bad, which was, of course, came after Thriller, which obviously had much, much commercial success. So with that, I completely lost my train of thought on this, so I won't lie.
Okay.
With that being said, Bad, in when it was being sold, around the same time Weird Al Yankovic was selling his album Even Worse. And he modeled his album cover off of Michael Jackson's Bad. So they are both very similarly posed, dressed. The graphics on each of them are both the same. So if you weren't careful and you weren't looking closely, you might have bought yourself a copy of Weird Al's Even Worse. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to play a cover of a Michael Jackson song. Not sung by Weird Al, but it is a spoof cover sung in a particular language. I want to know the language it is being sang in today, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Máš těžkou chvíli, samou smůlou nevíš kudy kam. Tak šetři síly a zapomeň, že jsi prohrál, že jsi sám. Ta v temnotách tě čeká jenom nespoutaná krása. Proč utíkáš, vždyť já jsem si chtěl jenom trochu hrát.
Yeah, Dom.
This is gonna
not
be tough
the greatest
today.
Cover here, but okay. It is a joke of a song. Before I turn it back over to you here, let me say some facts about this country of the in which the language is from. It is home to a few NHL Hall of Fame hockey players, as well as some current ones. And a Trump is from here. I won't say which one, but
Trump is from there. Yes. Oh, that's interesting.
In this country, okay. One of the language that right. country speaks.
So we want to know the
and
language.
This song is being sang.
In that language. All right. What language is that? A Trump is from that country, among other things. You get in at 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all, and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right, we're looking for the language, and a Trump is from this place that this song is being sung to. It was as confident. This was his.
I had to somehow tie it back to the side questions.
Yeah, exactly. The big reveal. All right, let's hear it. Then there's the oompa pa, yes.
Samo smulo nevíšku dika. Tak šetři síly a zapomeň, že jsi prohrál, že jsi sám.
Alright, let's go to Ed in Rosemont. I'm sure Ed's going to get it out of the box. Ed, what's the language?
I'll try. I'll guess Russian.
No, right. Not Russian, but it is a European country.
All right. Remember, a Trump is from there.
A Trump.
A Trump. Let's go to Steve in Bordentown. Hey, Steve, what's the language?
I'm going to say German because that's what I said first, but when you said a Trump, I got it after that. I didn't hear that.
Not a German, but still a, let's see, how many European, we're not going to go through every European country.
No, it's the home country of Martina Navratilova.
Ah, there you go. All right.
And I could give another athlete. But
which Trump is from there?
Ivana.
Ah, that's right. Yeah. Let's go to Ed in Pennsauken. And that's a layup, Ed.
Yeah,
what's
seriously.
The country? What's the language?
Slovenia.
No, that's Slovenia. Melania. You're right.
Oh, man.
Think of another wife, and not Marla Maples. Yeah. I'm not sure what country
Earlier
she's
wife.
From. Earlier wife. Joe in Hamilton, New Jersey. All right, Joe. Who is it?
Polish.
All right, no. We'll take these off air. You can call in 855-839-1210. You got all the clues. We're not giving any more.
Jaromir Jagr.
There you go.
Dominic Hasek.
Okay. Hitler, the final thing in World War II. I'm not going to say Sudetenland, but I said it. All right, there you go. Jump in. 855-839-1210. Give us that. Does she have it? We want a winner. Just tell me when we have a winner. Okay. On to other stuff. We'll get the winner and we'll get their prize to them. This is something's going on. I'm not sure why. Jersey, I would have thought, is doing incredibly. Jack Cetarelli, I think diners, I think of Jersey. But sad news to report, the Mayfair Diner is being sold. And the Inquirer piece in this, it just came down, it seems to indicate maybe it wouldn't be a diner anymore. Not sure about that. And they say that the Cherry Hill Diner, Red Lion Diner in Burlington County, I thought Ponzio was still open. Pennsauken's Penn Queen Diner have all have closed after decades in business. And the ownership group that has the Mayfair also had the Melrose. Now, I would say the Melrose to me seems to be the all-time diner in this area, but I have broadcasts from the Mayfair Diner. It's iconic. Is it a symbol, too? We often talk about Mayfair, particularly under Larry Krasner. Hey, by the way, Larry Krasner is going great, isn't he? Look at the number of people shot just over July 4th, or over the last week or so. I mean, massive shootings. Come on, Dom. Stop picking on the Kras, you know? And Judge Dugan, are you running or are you not running? Anyhow, Mayfair Diner, though. The history of that, the Melrose, sad day. I broadcast from there several times and grew up going to the Melrose, the booth that you had to share with other people. Did you know that, Henry? If you didn't have a full number, like if there were two of you, the booth's all connected. You sat down with two strangers.
Oh, really?
At the Melrose,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a classic.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, classic. They took me behind the scenes, and at each station, they showed you the procedure to make the beats or whatever it was. It was incredible. Long-standing, and yet the Melrose closed. And then, on top of that, the Mayfair Diner now, and these diners in Jersey. I thought diners were still, I'm not sure the reason for their demise, but these are some pretty big diners in our area. Iconic. And is it a sign, again, of Mayfair? Trying to fight the good battle to be a viable neighborhood still in Philadelphia, and under fire by any number of policies. Krasner's Law and Order is one that repeatedly we've talked about. The Mayfair Diner. I mean, this is where political campaigns were. This is the neighborhood. Mayfair is a neighborhood. It's really a swing kind of neighborhood. It represented middle-class life growing up. That's not a good sign. Or is this a sign just of the diner industry is not what I thought it was? I used to do Andy's Diner for years. The one over in the one on Bethlehem Pike, I'm not sure is operational now. So these things seem to be enterprises that are having difficulty. Not sure why. I mean, just think of the variety you get with diners. There's a sense of place and time, nostalgia, you would think. But the idea of a sale, they're not saying would it remain a diner or not. Let me go to Robert in Ben Salem. And Robert, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Robert, what's the language?
That would be the language of the Czech Republic, Dom.
There you go. The Czech Republic. I will put you on hold. And
Dom, one more thing.
Yes.
One more thing.
Sure.
I'm Irish. I got to take an umbrella, man. Have a great day.
We've met. Yeah, I don't know. You're borderline. You're not that fair that you need the umbrella, really.
No, Dom, we actually used to take a little tent, not for us, but so that we could put the coolers in, and if somebody needed a little privacy, they could have a little privacy. So it wasn't for the shade, so to speak. It was just for the convenience. The caller with the large family, I sympathize. Guys have a great day.
I'll put you on hold, Robert. You are the winner. All right, so am I. Not taking into account the fair of heart here when it comes to all those beach umbrellas, which are dangerous. I mean, why are so many of them deadly? Why is Henry chasing one five blocks away with a guy, right?
I'm a good citizen.
Yeah, no, but you really got to secure these things. I mean, you can't be fooling
around. Absolutely.
It's windy on the beach most times.
I mean, it's a stake. You're driving a stake into the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
One of those things comes flying. It's not fun.
Exactly, yeah. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. Joe in Middlebrook, he might be on my side on the beach umbrella. Joe, you're my side on the beach umbrella?
No, man. Stop regulating what people can do. Give them a break.
I'm not regulating. Wait a minute. I didn't say pass a law. I'm just saying that they're annoying.
I mean, more people get hurt, like, floating down the Delaware in a tube or riding bicycles. It's kind of silly.
Wait a minute, though. If they want to go down the Delaware in a tube or riding bicycles, that's on them. You're right. The beach umbrella, though, is hurting other people here. That's the point.
I understand what you're saying. But, I mean, take a reasonable amount of, you know, care in doing it correctly. And if they don't, you know what? If you get hit by one, sue the guy. That's the American way.
Well, but, it's true. If you get impaled, though, that's a little...
Yeah, your family get the money. But, I mean, it's not like an everyday occurrence that somebody's getting really torn up by these things. I don't see the overwhelming need. You know, put more stickers on it like we did with ladders, you know? Come on. This is getting crazy.
Thank you, Joe. No one's saying to pass the law or do anything else. I just want to know why you need a beach umbrella to go to the beach. And, yeah, the woman did get impaled here, and I thought it was Asbury Park, and then you have another one. Just in the news right now. All right, Joe. Gotcha. Nobody's passing laws. You can do what you want. You can have a beach umbrella. I said Rehoboth banned these giant tents when that became all the rage. And essentially, they were just blocking out large parts of the beach. That's all. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210, and we'll get you in. Big story today. If you missed it, it'll be up on podcast. We had on Zelina Zito, the brand new book was out yesterday, talking about the day that Trump was attempted assassination. There have been two, the one that hit him and his reaction over that 24, 48 hour period going back and forth with her. It was riveting stuff. You missed it. It really shows, she made the point too, of how the media couldn't even cover that in any kind of fair way, shape, or form. They did everything they could to try to diminish it, the fragments, that's all. But, you know, the whole story, it was iconic. Even I think the picture they chose, there was another picture that I thought was better for all the awards. And we also talked about the fact that this Congressman Dan Muser has dropped out of running for governor. Trump endorsed him at an event, you may remember. Now, it was a soft endorsement, but he said, yeah, if Muser runs, yeah, it's my guy, I'm endorsing. And now it looks like Stacey Garrity, who will be on the show on Friday. And this is a task here, not only to win the governorship, but you're going against a guy that I think is arguably the Democrats' best chance in 2028. So it's got national repercussions, to put it mildly. So we'll be, of course, the Jersey race right now with these fraudulent polls out there telling us that Jack Cittarelli is 20 points behind. He's produced another poll that indicates it might be around 5 points, something. I could see that. I don't know that he's ahead. I don't think he's going to win by 5 points. I don't think she's going to win by 5 points. I think in the end, it'll be tight. Even though she's lackluster, to put it mildly, Jersey is a liberal, progressive state. You got to take that into account. What the heck can she run on? Affordability? No, she's going to run on, I hate Trump, Jersey hates Trump. That's where we're going to go. Fox is reviewing the Butler, the shooting at Butler, and the family of the man who was killed there is still demanding answers on various things. So the Selena Zito book is a keeper. And if she's in the area, we'll do more with her when she comes here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Okay, coming to your calls, it is Dom. I just saw this. We have talked a good bit, even though a lot of listeners are not in the city. You follow the strike, the trash, the nonsense, right? The out-of-control stuff by the union on various turns. Now it turns out this guy, Carlton Williams, the director of the city's Office of Clean and Green Initiatives, says we won't be able to start picking up trash again until Monday. Now, think about this. Think about what's out there now. And he says, it's several factors, including a need to inventory equipment. What the hell have you been doing and getting staffing in order? I'm just asking for a little bit more patience. Now, this is the example. This is really the example of progressives government, a city like Philadelphia. Let's take just at the national level. Do you think if Trump were in charge of this operation after something like this, shouldn't it be we've hit the ground running? We are going to make an all-out effort to show you we're worth it. We realize all the stuff that this service and all that's built up, et cetera. Instead, this guy says, yeah, we'll get around to it on Monday. So whatever number of days of the strike and then settlement. Now, it was settled at 4 a.m. I realize on getting back to work on a Wednesday, even in the afternoon, would that be too much to ask? Certainly. How about Thursday, Friday, Saturday? How about showing you're really on top of this? But realize this is the Democrat Party in Philadelphia. They don't have to show this. They don't. And the people that were complaining during this, what will they continue to do for life? They will continue to vote for some Democrat, somewhat progressive, etc. This is what we're up against in a nutshell. In what universe do you settle this? And as a show of good faith, as a show your back on this, all right, Wednesday, by the afternoon, you would think, yeah, we got a lot of work. We got to catch up on this. Nope. Oh, we got staffing. What does that mean? You have the same number of people that you had before. And we have to inventory the equipment. Wow. How do they get away with it? This is a Democrat town. It has been forever, and this is the mentality. No matter who's in charge, you know, there have been times where Ed Rendell was a Democrat in charge. Things were somewhat more urgent. Is the media saying anything like, what are you talking about here? Nope. So it's not just about Philadelphia. It's about an attitude. It's about the way the world works in a place like Philadelphia, Chicago. Sadly, I think New York has gone that way. And so what? What are you going to do about it? There is no sense of, nah, this isn't acceptable. All right, side question today. Coming off the first reading of the Declaration yesterday, hit us with that big reveal. We've had some unbelievable ones, some on Twitter too, of something that was revealed, kind of like the Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner one, but there's several that play out. Let's go to Jesse in Drexel Hill on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Dom. How are you today?
Good.
Dom, in 2022, the longest unidentified homicide victim in Philadelphia police history was identified. He was the boy in the box, cardboard box. He was identified as little Joey Zarelli.
Right.
He was 4 years old. And here's Dom, here's the thing I can't understand about this case. There was theories that he had been killed in a far-out suburb or maybe out of state, drove into Philly and dumped up there in Fox Chase. This little boy lived at 61st and Market Street in West Philly.
Okay? Right.
And that period of time, West Philly, that section of West Philly was a heavily Italian neighborhood. And pictures of this little kid, flyers were sent all over the city, churches, schools, doctor's offices. I saw one myself in the vestibule of my church in Southwest Philly. Now, you mean to tell me that this little kid, nobody put two and two together and said, hey, where's little Joey? I haven't seen him for a while. But apparently they didn't. And it took 65 years, genetic testing and DNA to finally identify this little boy.
That's a good one, Jesse. I mean, that the detectives, the people that stayed with us during this period of time, I don't know if a movie will be has been made about it, but something will be done. All right, this is Cut 11, Henry. Before we take anything more, for some reason, and it's been started by some of these MAGA influencers, and I think you're seeing with Epstein. I told you one conspiracy that starts because the feeling is not transparent on that. What about Fort Knox? Which is all ridiculous. But here's the other one. That Trump is going to be for amnesty of some sort. That's got started out there. The corporate people, the money people, they want at least semi-amnesty for people that are here illegally. Now, President Trump did that, which I don't see any hint of, but that's what's ballooning up. That would create difficulty for him with the base. There are very few things that would shake Trump's base. This is the biggest, firmest base I've seen of any politician last 50 years of a base of support. So here's President Trump's response.
There's no amnesty. What we're doing is we're getting rid of criminals, but we are doing a work program. Do you want to explain that, please?
Yeah, this morning we talked about, of course, this was a top-of-mind question. This morning we talked about protecting the farmers and the farmland, but obviously this president's vision of no amnesty, mass deportation continues, but in a strategic way, and then ensuring that our farmers have the labor that they need. Secretary Chavez-Derimer has been a leader on this. Obviously, this comes out of the Labor Department, but moving toward automation, ensuring that our farmers have that workforce, and moving toward an American workforce. So all of the above.
We've got to give the farmers the people they need, but we're not talking amnesty.
All right. So you hear where this is going now. I thought there were provisions, migrant workers. We've done that for years. Some crazy stuff was said. Look, you got to face it. This is crazy talk. I think it was the agriculture secretary saying, well, all these people, able-bodied men that are on Medicaid, they're going to have to do something in order to guarantee they stay on Medicaid. You know, the work requirement. Really? You're expecting those guys to show up at farms? Come on. That's a joke. Automation? Good. Where's that force going to come from? Well, I think it's going to come from the same legal means that we've had. But you see, the Epstein thing is unsettling a bit. Wild stuff gets said now. Fort Knox, you're going to be for amnesty. I don't see any of this stuff being credible. All right, it is the lightning round next. You hit us with that all-time reveal, and we'll tell you tomorrow that Congressman Ryan McKenzie will be on the show. Big, beautiful bill taken inside. He's taken a lot of heat. You heard Jeff Van Drew on it today. Stacey Garrity here on Friday, and we'll talk several things with her, but I frankly am very happy that she looks to be, if she runs, the leading nominee to take on Josh Shapiro. And over in Jersey, I think Jack Ciattarelli is running a heck of a campaign already. I told you that Mikey Sherrill is now going to be spending about $20 million during the last month and a half of the summer to reintroduce herself. That's not a bold, aggressive move. That's a move saying they think this is pretty close. They wouldn't be doing that. They'd save the money to the end. They wouldn't have to reintroduce and do all that stuff. Jack is Jersey. She's not. Phil Murphy had all that money. He's never been Jersey. He never will be Jersey. There are things you can't fake. And I think they're sensing she's in trouble. Not desperate yet, but they're anxious. This is a race. All right, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, it is the lightning round. That great reveal declaration was revealed, public reading yesterday. That's what we're celebrating. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. All right, Joe, what do you have today?
Today I have my memorable reveal would be the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl.
That's clever. That is outside the box, yeah. Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Gary, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm going to go with something that was revealed in a trade show in Chicago in 1893. That would be the General Noble Tree, which is a giant sequoia that we really didn't know that they existed. It was over 300 feet tall and over 30 feet in diameter. And people that were at the show thought it was a fake. And if you've ever been to the Sequoia National Park, I would highly, highly recommend it.
Thank you, Gary, very much. All right, those are a little bit off the beaten trail. Chef Dave, Oakland, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Chef, what's yours?
The Bill of Rights. It basically was the government was governing itself. And, you know, essentially it was a peace treaty between the people and the government. And it's the most cited piece of work in all over the world, you know?
It definitely is. It restrained government. That's the way that I saw it. It spelled out the individual rights. President Obama apparently didn't like that part of it. He thought we ought to be hearing more about the rights of government also. He's written about that. Just think about that. That's what we need more. The rights of government. Well, look how that's going. I'm still stunned by Philadelphia saying, yeah, we'll start picking up the trash again on Monday. Typical. And is there going to be outrage or people saying, no, I can't vote for this. After all this, you're not ready to go back. What was your plan? Oh, well, we're taking inventory back here. What does your inventory tell you? Are you counting trash trucks? Get some out there. Don't count them. This guy would never come on.
At least a couple.
Yeah, I'm asking for more patience. Why are you not? No. Impatience is what made America great. Not patience. Impatience. Urgency. Urgency is a fancy word for what I am, which is impatient. Joe and X. All right, Henry, get back there and get those promos going. I need four by lunch. Make that six by tomorrow. What will be first, the promos or the trash trucks? All right, we got a race going here.
I think it's the promos.
Joe and Exton. Joe, what's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon. In ancient Greek history, the story of Ulysses is an account of the resilience of the human spirit in overcoming travail and tribulation. And it presages the future involvement of mankind in the creation of world history.
Thank you, Joe. Right on brand today. I mean, who else comes up with Ulysses as the great reveal here? All right. We had some stunning ones here today. I might have a couple of contenders in mind. But, Andrew, who did you like?
Caitlyn Jenner was probably like the one that stands out a lot.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Being the history buff that I am, I was actually intrigued by the story of the guy who had the tree, the sequoia tree, and the Chicago World Fair is what he was referring to in 1893. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Henry, yours?
Yeah, you know what? I thought both those were also good answers. I also like the answer of Joe and Columbus with the Roy Rogers, and I also like Jesse with the boy in the box.
Yeah, the boy in the box. I just really have to say that I was taken by the Jenner one, though. It kind of captured, all right, the woman who called in with that to me captured the spirit of this. Bruce Jenner, all-time decathlete, and suddenly, there it is, Caitlyn Jenner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was well done. All right, so let's put her into the hat. And if you have any idea, is there anything famous associated, 15 of this, 15 of that?
The Ides of March.
The Ides of March. We might do that tomorrow, and we'll tell you tomorrow why we're thinking about that one. Or John L. Sullivan fighting 75 rounds, apparently with only breaks when you knock the other guy down. They're both out there. We'll see. Rich the Always Show's next. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.